To you, your gut, and the planet. I'm your co-host, Scott Patton, along with the founder of the Life Enthusiast Co-op, Martin Patella. Hey, Martin, how's your stomach today?
Feeling gutless? No, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling fine. I know myself, and I'm the body type that cannot really handle a lot of carbs. And yet, I'm totally addicted to it. You know, like if I show up at a party and they have some nibbles, you know, like little pieces of cake or little cookies or this or that lying around, I pretty much have to tie my hands behind my back or else I will just simply... I don't know. I mean, it's crazy. I'm a rational human being. You know, I should be able to resist, but I find myself in an impossible situation. I just go and get more. And another one. One more room. There's just this broken piece. Let me have another one, please.
Right. And it's funny because I think most of us would not associate that behavior as an addiction, but it really is. And we all have, I mean, almost everybody has it. Like, it's amazing to watch a group of guys getting together and put a bunch of taco chips in front of them and, some bread with antipasto or crackers, and it's just like, just gets totally consumed.
Right, and then you add some beer to it, of course.
Yeah, add some beer to it, and you're just...
We are a carboholic creature, aren't we?
We certainly seem to be, and this causes some real major problems when it comes to our digestive system and how we...
I really think, Scott, that we're wired that way from our prehistoric days. Because in nature, you know, out there when we were in the wild, carbs were not easy to come by.
Right.
You know, like only in season do you get apples or stuff like that, fruit, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking of a bear who's preparing to hibernate, right? The bear will just go in and eat half of an apple tree worth of apples and then have a gigantic bowel movement and move on to the next and just eat and eat and eat. Of course, knowing that the next 6 months there will be nothing like it available.
Right. Yeah, so that's that kind of feast and famine thing that we go through, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. And, you know, insulin is the hormone that the body releases to store reserves. Its primary function isn't to limit sugar. Its primary function is to create future reserves. And only in recent times, the medical... establishment has been popularizing the concept that insulin regulates sugar. That's a side effect of its function. Its function is to create stores of energy. So, of course, when you have lots of sugar, that's when you can indeed put away lots of energy for future use. So, of course, now we're not hunters. The hunting involves heading down the strip mall and trying to decide which of the 20 restaurants you're going to pull into.
Yeah, that's right.
So there's never famine. There's always feast, but we're still wired for feast.
Yep. And so one of the consequences of that is, like, my ex-wife had candida.
Yes.
She had it really bad, so we would go in, we would see this... naturopathic doctor. He would say, okay, you got to cut this out, you got to cut that out, put her on a strict diet, gave her concoctions, and I mean, because this is like 20 years ago, and she was originally, when I met her, anorexic, which didn't help, and so she basically, we went to look, and there was nothing in the grocery store we could buy. There was like three items, and she really ate a Spartan diet for 4 or 5 or 6 months, and I can remember thinking, you know, she's not anorexic, but she sure looks it. And then once she kind of got rid of the candida and she started eating other stuff again, then she put her weight back on and she was fine. But she really went through hell. And I've never really appreciated the withdrawal aspect of it as well. I mean, I don't think I could have done it because I didn't have the... One of her strengths was the anorexia gave her, was part of that, was a discipline of not eating stuff, right? So that's something so, I don't have, right?
Yes.
So it would have just killed me to eat the diet she was eating.
Oh, absolutely. Terrible. And so, well...
So she did it the hard way is what I'm saying. And knowing what you know about nutrition and alternative health options, I thought it would be great to talk about maybe a less...
Drastic.
Yeah, it really was drastic. I mean, she was living on water and you know, a few other things, right?
Yes.
But I think a less drastic way must be available.
Well, here's the challenge. The fungus will start growing in your body for either presence of too many calories or for presence of toxins that are impossible to deal with. So let me step back. If you live in a toxic industrial world with heavy metals and herbicides, pesticides, virals, and vaccinations and all that sort of stuff, you end up with chemicals in your body for which there's no defense. You know, we are designed for 50,000 years ago. There was no industrial pollution. There were no aroma, I don't know what they're called, VOC, volatile organic compounds, you know, the artificial smells that are put into the detergents and cosmetic products and that sort of stuff, and all the other things that completely disrupt the functioning of your body. So once these things get in, there is no mechanism in the body to get them out.
So if you have, say, mercury in your body, the body has no way of removing it.
Right. The only thing it can do with it is try to sequester it, hide it in places of low circulation.
Like which fat?
Fat, and then cartilage, and then bone.
Okay.
Unfortunately, your brain is mainly made of fat, so it ends up there as well. The other method that the body has is to try and decompose it. And the strongest decomposition there is for living things is fungus. So, number one, fungus can only exist in a terrain that has low presence of oxygen. And it can only grow where there is high presence of its food, and its food is carbohydrate.
Sugar.
In any form, you know, the simplest sugar is glucose, fructose, saccharose. But, you know, the next thing up is alcohol, the next thing up is starch, and then, you know, then there's the complex sugars like, you know, three or four or five sugars hooked together into these chains. Fructooligosaccharides, you know, poly sugars that can be easily reduced into single sugars and turn into quick energy as well.
Right. So the body uses fungus to clean out the body.
Yes.
But unfortunately, fungus doesn't... So the body is saying to the fungus, clean out this garbage. The fungus says, okay, and then it looks at, oh, I can't clean out that stuff. I'm not set up to deal with metals. So
right.
we have this, the fungus actually influencing the body, saying we need more sugar, we need more sugar, we need more sugar, as it grows out of control.
That's right. And, you know, I believe that cancer is a fungus as well, or at least is the next stage. You know, we have discussed the... pleomorphic theory of illness. I believe that just because, well, I should say it this way, fungus and cancer share a common platform or mechanism of action. They both can only exist in absence of oxygen, presence of carbohydrates. It's a fermentation process that instead of having its output as CO2, carbon dioxide, it has as its output either lactic acid or alcohol. So with that at hand, you know, a person who has candida is always drunk. I mean, it's really strange, but the candida is actually producing alcohol. That's, you know, remember how you make wine, right? You take grapes, you smush them up, that's the sugar that you're after, you put water on it, a little bit of yeast, and then you limit access of oxygen. You put that little bubbler stopper onto the glass jug on top, right?
Yep.
And so you allow the CO2 to escape, but you allow no air to come in. That's how you make alcohol.
So we go and chew grapes, we stick it in our stomach, we burp a bit, it ferments,
yes,
and away we go.
Away we go. We're making alcohol.
Wow.
So, of course, you know, then we're talking about brain fog. Well, yeah, that's two things. One is lack of sugar for the brain, because brain is your biggest consumer of sugar in your body. Thinking involves having sugar available. And the other is presence of alcohol, which impairs your function in so many ways. Anyway, so what's the undoing of this, right? I mean, one obvious option is to accept that what feeds it is sugar, so you would need to eliminate, just like you described, you know, a highly restricted diet that cuts back on all sugar, alcohol, carbohydrates. That essentially eliminates all fruits, most vegetables, definitely all grains, and even large amount of these beans and legumes and the likes, because they are fairly sugary as well.
And that's not even including the most important food groups, which are the candies and chocolate bars and soft drinks.
So sorry, my friend. I totally forgot to even think of that.
I mean, and what about my latte?
Yeah, your latte, my friend, would have to be made from steak. I would say we would need to whip up some egg and spice it with Tabasco.
Yummy.
There's your latte.
There's your latte.
Oh, so anyway, this ties back to our previous week's conversation where we're introducing the Genki foods and zeolite.
Mm-hmm.
Because both of these two products tie together in our ability to eliminate both the need and the presence of the candida. The zeolite is important in its ability to bind and remove toxins, especially heavy metals and the likes. So when you remove those, your body finally gets rid of the reason why it's actually growing the fungus.
Right.
The second one is we need to rebuild the terrain. So that's how we go after it with this probiotic, essentially. It just completely overwhelms your digestive system with the good guys, and you know, it's just like, it's like an invasion, you know, like visualize a flooding, an army of ants just invading a field and just taking everything down. That's the sort of thing that happens when you go into that Genki process. We have actually put up a page that says, what's it called? Candida Cleanse.
Right.
And in it we are discussing the 5-week program that you get yourself on. We've even put on a specially discounted Genki bundle that includes 6 bottles of the GOLD, which is a Genki drink. It's a special mix of all the high bacteria cultures. And then it also includes a bottle of the intense capsules and a bag of the powder.
So, Martin, if somebody was able to get rid of the candida, because we're making a basic assumption that most everybody's got it, which, you know, if you've been drinking Coke and 7-Up or having lattes or donuts or muffins or chocolate bars and you've ever used any antibiotics and you live in a city anywhere in the world, you probably have this, right?
Right.
I'm kind of curious because this is normal for me, right?
Mm-hmm.
What would life be like without way too much candida in my gut?
I guess healthy.
Healthy.
I'm having a hard time to tell you. You know, what does absence of illness feel like?
Right.
Joyful. Powerful, strong, hard to tire or tireless,
confident,
energetic, optimistic, joyful, non-depressed, non-angry, non-easy to upset. You know, all those. It's a
enlightened.
pretty close, yes. Pretty close, you know, bulletproof and immortal. Here's an interesting point that I have failed to make, which is this. This is all good as long as the candida is still just in your digestive tract. If or when you develop leaky gut and it goes systemic, the only way you can overwhelm and defeat candida is by presence of oxygen. So we need to actually alkalize the body to the point where oxygen is carried to the tissue. And we must remove the causes for the acidity. So that's where the zeolite helps, because it helps us remove the sources of the acidity. But we also need to, you know, do the alkalizing lifestyle. And we also can supplement oxygen. So the three things are, number one, we can push oxygen. At Life Enthusiast, we have stabilized oxygen. And another tool that's quite effective is hydrogen peroxide. We don't have that, but it can be found in local stores. It must be food grade. And another one is, it's been popularized lately as MMS, Miracle Mineral Solution. It's OxyChlor, but this thing, unfortunately, is being presently actively suppressed by FDA, and Canada has already banned it. Australia has already banned it. I mean, it's essentially bleach or a bleaching agent, but it's a completely safe product that's effective. But of course, that's what the medical world does not want you to have.
Right.
Pharmaceutical companies want you to not be able to buy things that will make you healthy. They want treatments. They don't want freedom from. How do I say it nicely? They want you continually dependent on an ongoing drip of treatment. They don't want you fixed. They want you just coping. And so these things that are highly effective. They, you know, like if this thing got into the public, it would eliminate almost every viral and condition and every fungal condition. So one of them would be cancer. And that's too big an industry to eliminate, right?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Way too big.
So, you know, my conspiracy, it's not a theory, you know. It's practice. I watch it unfold. Anyway, here's this completely safe thing that you can ingest and fix yourself, right? It only requires a bit of brain, you know. Yes, you can make yourself really sick with it, because if you overdo it, you're going to be throwing up, you're going to give yourself a headache, you're going to cause yourself a healing crisis. But so what, right? It's not death, it's just inconvenient. Um, Anyway, so this thing is being, I don't know if outright banned, but definitely severely limited. Fortunately, we still have the stabilized oxygen and hydrogen peroxide, so those are very effective ways of supplementing the oxygen that's going to push on the fungus. Remember, fungus can only exist in presence of sugar and absence of oxygen.
So right. But part of the purpose of the fungus from the body's perspective is to get rid of toxic metals, then we need to make sure that, and it can't, then we need to make sure that we break that part of the cycle as well, right?
That's right. That's where the zeolite comes into the picture. Yes. That's pretty much the only tool that we have that's non-invasive. You know, there are invasive techniques, like, for instance, there's intravenous chelation available as a metal detox. But, you know, these things cost $150 per session, and you need to be plugged into an IV for an hour and a half or 2 hours in a doctor's office, sitting doing nothing other than reading magazines. Here, you know, with the zeolite, all you have to do is just add a few drops of the stuff to your drinking water.
Yeah.
Very different.
And it really has no taste.
No, there's nothing offensive about it. And if you really want to go big, the Zeo Health pure powder, 440 grams of that in a container. I mean, that's a huge dose. That should deal with just about anybody's problem. So, I don't know, I seem to have sort of talked in circles here.
So what we've been saying is...
Candida.
Yeah, what we've been saying is Candida, everybody's got it. It causes a lot of problems. It basically makes us drunk all the time. And if it's just in your stomach... That's one thing. But if it starts leaking into the rest of your body, it's another thing, which
yes.
then becomes a real, real problem. And the reason that we've got it is not just because we've taken and obviously this is a big part of it. We've taken antibiotics. We've killed all the good bacteria. We've allowed room for this fungus to kind of come in and take over. But also, our body is also letting that fungus in because it says, hey, we've got these toxic metals, this fungus should be able to clean us out. It's wrong. The fungus can't clean us out. And so we have this vicious circle going on, which just gets worse and worse. And so what we need to do is get the toxic metals out, we need to get the fungus out, and we need to restock the good bacteria in our stomach and the rest of our body instead of having a fungus instead of bacteria.
You're a master of summarization. They should have you speaking at public events.
Thank you. So, in order to do that, we need to use zeolite, because is there anything else that will remove toxic metals from our body that isn't like really...
A medical procedure?
A medical procedure that will probably have side effects that we wouldn't like. Oh, by the way, what are the
yes.
side effects of zeolite?
Can't think of it. I mean, meaning so, there aren't any.
Yeah,
you know, the only side effect you will have is if you take too much, you will feel tired because you will overwhelm your liver's capacity.
Right.
Big deal.
There's no toxic amount.
Right. There is one other heavy metal natural way of detoxing, and that's a combination of cilantro and chloral. And cilantro, of course, that's your basic Mexican parsley, or it's also known as coriander in India, but it's the stuff you put in your salsa, right?
Yeah.
So you could chop up a large amount, or you could even make cilantro pesto, which is lovely. And you need to combine it with chlorella. And the reason is this. Cilantro helps the body disengage the heavy metals from where they're hiding. Chlorella helps the body to absorb and scrub and remove. Chlorella by itself doesn't do a great job of disengaging it from wherever it's hiding. So you need to do the combo of the two. Well, cilantro you buy fresh in a grocery store. Chlorella you can buy in our shopping cart. It's available under the algae section in the supplements and products. Easy. But it's only good for not a terribly bad infection or case or infestation. I don't know what you call it. Pollution of heavy metal.
I like infestation of candida and pollution of heavy metal.
Yes. Oh, we're such linguists here. Anyway, so yes, it's possible that you can help yourself significantly with the cilantro chlorella combination.
Yeah. And then the Genki foods combined with the zeolite will help remove the fungus, candida,
yes,
from your body and remove the heavy metals.
That's right. And then we finally go and do a bottle of Strataflora to fix it all up. That's like the final polish. It's like we've sanded everything down, we've swept everything clean, and now we're going to put a coat of varnish on it to make it all good. And that's when the Strataflora comes in, because that is just so capable of recolonizing your guts with the good guys.
The good guys, I like that. Well, and I think the biggest thing, the biggest message that we have to give anybody is there's hope. Our bodies tend to be acidic. They tend to be full of fungus. They tend to be full of toxic metals. Those things cause all the outward problems that we may have, from whether it's cancer and colds and flus and other things that people, you know, lack of energy, fibromyalgia, pain, all those sort of things come from that. And
yes.
And really, you know, the Candida cleanse that you've put together, a few hundred bucks, pretty impressive in system, right?
Indeed. You know, it may feel kind of like, what? These guys are asking $340 for this? Well, let me tell you, I don't have to tell you, you have watched your wife. I don't know what sort of money you guys spent on
it was probably about eight or nine hundred bucks.
Yeah.
Or more, actually, I don't, you know, and that was 15 years ago.
Right, yeah, so times five for today's prices.
Actually, the naturopath was 150 bucks a week for about 6 months. So whatever that works out, that's over a grand.
Yes.
And we were always spending $100 to $200 on concoctions.
Every visit, every week.
So, yeah, it was thousands and thousands of dollars.
Yeah, I know. Many people have spent huge amounts of money on that, and unsuccessfully. You know, if they just don't get anywhere, because a lot of the, well, again, you know, our North American narrow-minded, problem-oriented thinking, the medical model says you have too much candida. Let's kill candida.
Yeah.
Well, that's about as smart as removing the sirens off of fire trucks, because it's clearly associated with fires.
Right. But the candida, and what you're saying, the candida is a result of a problem. It's not the problem.
Exactly. Right. So when you kill off candida, you simply have, I mean, you have given the person a bit of relief, you know, like... women who have there are two types of fungi that grow, especially women with their more fragile, what shall we call them, hormonal and reproductive issues, suffer from it. So especially vaginal fungus, you know, and it's either candida or monilia. So, you know, the very famous one is Monistat. You see that advertised. And so if you have overgrowth of Monilia, Monistat will kill it. But it doesn't deal with the reason why it's overgrowing. The other one, Diflucan, or Diflucan, is the other popular medication that the doctors use. And again, it'll kill the candida. But that's sort of like cutting your lawn, you know?
You cut the lawn so that the dandelions don't show.
Well, so you removed it. You know, you took it from 8 inches down to 3 inches, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now it looks pretty, and it's not offending anything, and it's all fine. You know, functional. You can run soccer game on it.
Yeah, but you still have dandelions.
Yes, you still have all of the stuff. And 6 weeks later, or 3 weeks later, the whole thing is going to be 8 inches tall again.
Yeah.
So in order to deal with the candida, you actually need to take away its terrain. You actually need to take away what it's growing on. It's growing on sugars, so that'll slow it down. And then you need to take away the reason why the body has it there, which is the toxins. And then you need to figure out how you're going to remove it systemically if it's gone systemic. And that's alkalizing, you know, the alkalization of the entire terrain. So that's what's going to allow the oxygen to stay in the tissue. And of course, you can temporarily deal with it with pushing oxygen. I'm talking in circles, but that's the story. Number one, push oxygen. Number two, push alkalinity. Number three, remove toxins. Number four, repopulate with good guys.
There you go. And you can do that all easily and quickly with some of the products that you've put together to actually accomplish that at the Life and Services Co-op website.
Which is at www.life-enthusiast.com. You can also call at 1-866-543-3388. You can look up the page. You know, if you go at the health concerns and look up candida and yeast, you will see the articles and you will see all the products all put in one place. Look it up there.
Cool. So thanks for joining us, everybody. And Martin, thank you again for sharing your extensive knowledge with myself and our listeners. I know I appreciate it, and I'm sure they do as well. And until next time, the last words are yours.
This is Life Enthusiast Co-op, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. Thank you for listening.